Hello, welcome to the English Notes on Radio and Television Station. Dear listeners, Kinter City Military Headquarters has set out the Lenten ceremony of Eternal Tree Blinding Festival in gratitude to alcohol in spring 2024. This is a unit chosen by Military Zone 9 to be the staging place in 2024. At the Lenten ceremony, Kentucky City Military Headquarters called on party committees and commanders of agencies and units to actively propagate and educate Army officers, soldiers, and defense workers to properly reveal the purpose, meaning, and long-term effects of the tree planting ceremony are eternally grateful to alcohol. And the organization learned the tree planting ceremony is eternal grateful to alcohol in response to the program of planting 1 million trees for a green Vietnam by the conditions of their agencies and units, ensuring practically an efficiency associated with planning and formal construction of agencies and units. After the Lenten ceremony, Army officers and soldiers of the cities and forces coordinated with localities to plant more than 1,000 new trees of all kinds within the Training Area 1. The 2024 midterm population and housing census will be carried out from April 1, 2024 with the collection of 7 contents. The 2024 midterm population and housing census will collect information on 7 main contents, demographic information about household members, information on migration, information about education, information about marriage, information on birth history of women from 10 to 49 years old, information about household disease, information about housing and living conditions of households. The 2024 midterm population and housing census is carried out nationwide in 63 provinces and 71 cities. The information collection period in the census is carried out from April 1st to April 30th using the direct interview method. Leaders of the Department of Industry and Trade of Kentucky City have just coordinated with the People's Committee of Vinton District to organize a meeting for the fast food processing company with representatives of cooperatives, farmer households, the farmers union, and communes and towns in Vinton moving towards cooperation in rice consumption. The Uptech partnership is expected to be implemented in the upcoming summer-autumn rice crop. Accordingly, the company will coordinate with commune and town authorities to announce purchasing policies and proceed to sign association contracts with farmers. This is the first stepping stone to connect businesses and farming households to have a common voice to improve the efficiency of the rice productivity value chain, increase farmers' income to stabilize the supply for rice export. Representatives of some cooperatives also said that signing a contract with the company to cover consumption is extremely necessary in the context of many shortcomings in the rice market. Meanwhile, farmers ask businesses for more information about payment after waging rice, regarding rice varieties, cultivated areas, and etc. Tuk Nok District Women's Union coordinated with the District Labor Federation and District Youth Union to organize a meeting to celebrate the 114th International Women's Day on March 8th and the 1984 year of the Jung Sisters Uprising. At the meeting, delegates reviewed the tradition of International Women's Day on March 8th and 1984, the year of Jung Sisters Uprising. Tuk Nok leaders recognized and embraced the contributions of the Women's Union, as well as women in the district in patriotic emulation movements, contributing to the successful completion of tasks with settlers and levels and local socioeconomic development surveys. Mekong RAS Board 2024, agricultural fair and trade promotion in the Mekong Delta region will take place from April 17 to April 23 at Dong Thap Provincial Sports Training and Competition Center with the theme Development Improving the Efficiency of Horticulture Procession Towards Modernization and Application of High Technology. Mekong Agri Expo 2024 is a connection and opportunity for localities, organizations, and businesses to promote their brands and products, expand markets, seek business cooperation opportunities, and promote activities for agricultural trade, contribute to rural economic development, and further promote the connection between scientific research and economic development with production and business. Although a large site began to apply rise ceilings, however, to meet the tourist needs for the approaching summer peak period, Vietnam Airlines has just launched the biggest ticket promotion program of the year, Hello Summer 2024, for domestic and international flight itineraries from March 5th to March 15, 2024. That's all for the English News Japanese Radio and Television Station. Thanks so much for your listening. Goodbye and see you next time.